Doctor Who, The Pirate Planet, Part 2. Bridge. The captain, with the robot parrot on his shoulder, has lined up his crew for dressing down. A young woman watches from the side. Captain, gentlemen, the rogue telepath has not been destroyed. I order that he should be so. He's been allowed to fall to hand of the Menides. I order that he should not be allowed, but not be so allowed. Failure is something that I find very hard to come to terms with. Right, Mr. Fibberly? Fibberly, yes. Oh, yes. Yes, very true, sir. Guided by all the flaming moons of Heretaries. Not 2 hours since you very nearly blew up every engine in this mountain. Fibberly, yes, sir. But the cause is external. You said that yourself. Something extraordinary happened to the whole fabric of time. Space-time continuum at that moment. Have you discovered the cause of that yet? Maybe not yet, sir. Busy working on it, sir. Okay, when you have failed to find out, Mr. Fibberly. Young woman walks over to Captain. Captain, failed. When someone fails me, somebody dies. Robert Parrot takes off. Fibberly closes his eyes. But it's the other crewman who's killed by the mechanical. Captain, I hope you find that the cause very soon. Mr. Fibberly, hope you will not fail me again. Baratons home. Doctor's now lying on a recliner, groaning his awake chemist. Doctor, shh, K9, master. Doctor, what hit me? Chemist, the Minotaurs. Minotaurs, aids. Did something, I don't know what. I can tell you, Doctor. I wasn't asking you what hit me, K9. K9, address, salt, genetic, psychokinetic blast, muscle oil, wavelength. A 338.79 micropars with ochre interference patterns reaching peak power level of 5347.2 on the Vanilla Psycho scale. Doctor, 543.72. K9 affirmative, master. Doctor, that's what I thought. Balaton is distraught, standing on Peck's bed. Balaton, Felix is gone. Aaron Reds have taken him. Doctor, don't worry, I'll find him. Chemus, that's if he's still alive, Doctor. Do you know where the Minotaurs live? Chemus, no. But he just arrived in the city and then departs. They're all too scared to follow him. Doctor, they? Who's they? Chemus, cows are living in this city. Doctor, are you not frightened, Chemus? No. Doctor, you just don't get around. Didn't get around to it. Is that it? Chemist, I mean, I will follow them. Doctor, so will I, Muller, and I, so will I. But I don't, Muller. Haven't we lost enough already, K9 master? Doctor, not now, K9. Not now. Now, K9. K9, can you track the Millites by their psychospore? K9, affirmative. Psychokinetic energy level. That level leaves considerable disturbance in the ether. Doctor, excellent, right. Who's coming, McKimmis? Miller? Balaton? Balaton, no. I don't want any part of this madness. I don't want to hear Millerites, guards, madness. Doctor, all right. Romana? Romana, where's Romana? K9, she's been arrested, master. Doctor, what? K9, she's sent to inform me. Doctor, why didn't you? K9, I made 4 attempts, master, but you would not allow me to tell you, master. Doctor, it just means 2 escape attempts. After all, Romana has a traitor, you see. Now, where will they have taken her? Muller, to the bridge, Comus. No one ever comes back to the bridge. Muller, set the guards. Doctor, no one? Zanex City. Guards take Romana on an air car parked in a plaza. It looks like a speedboat fitted with stabilizers so you could sit on the ground easily. Guard, get in. Romana, I should take as an invitation. Romana pushes the guard's weapon down, hands him a telescope. Romana, thank you. Will you drive? I assume you know where we're going. Valentine's home. The doctor holds up a large coin. Doctor, right. Heads, we go for Romana first. Tails, we go after Felix first. No, the doctor throws the coin in the air. into the air. They stare up about 5 seconds. The doctor catches it again. Muller, tails, doctor, heads. The doctor uncovers the coin, his head. Muller, how can you take such a dangerous decision like that? Last even a chance is a double-headed coin. So two kings of Elrond three. Muller, that's not fair. But oh yes, it is. If my guess is correct, Romana is in much greater danger than Felix. Pelex. Now, how do we get to this bridge? Muller, I'm not going there. I'm going after Felix. Doctor, but Miller, I'll find my own way. Muller runs outside. Kimus has found a weapon hidden in Felix's bedroom. Kimus, oh, it's no use once you've made her mind up. I have to go after her myself, Doctor. No, you stay here. Kimus, but Miller needs me. Doctor, I need you here. It'll be all right, K-9. K-9, Master? Doctor, I'm putting Miller in your charge. Take her to the Minarets, but look after her. Is that clearly understood, K-9, the Ferris, Master? Doctor, off you go. We'll be following along later. Aircar, Romana had an aircar rather like this once. It's a present for my 70th birthday. Do you know what? That if you rely on the magnetic vectors and fit the polarity oscillator, you can get twice the speed for half the energy. Zenix City, Kimus. That's the bridge up there. Doctor, how do we get to it? Kimus, we don't. Doctor, one of those, is it? How do the guards get there? Kimus, in air cars, of course. Doctor, air cars? Kimus, yes. Doctor, air cars? Kimus, there's one over there. Doctor, help me borrow it. Kimus, borrow it? As the captain's doctor. Well, I don't mind going first class, do you? Kimus, no, doctor, come on. The guard in the air car is far asleep. The doctor takes a heavy bag into the superstructure, waking him. The guard picks up his weapon and climbs out to investigate the trail of fallen heavy liquid all sorts, which leads to where Kimus and the doctor have been hiding behind a large pillar. Meanwhile, Doctor and Kimus get into the air car, take off. Doctor, bye bye. God waves back sheepishly. Bridge, full. Mr. Fibley runs in. Miss Fibley, Captain. Captain, sir, the young woman removes something. Captain's mouth, Captain speak. Fibley, bad news, sir. Captain, by the horns of the Prophet Bagleg, speak. Your mum puts a high-tech dummy back into the Captain's mouth. He goes very still. Fibley, the Macomite field integrator has burnt out, sir. One of the four components we can't replace ourselves, sir. Well, we're faced with two alternatives, Captain. Three alternatives. We can try to find a new Mercomat field integrator, though I can't envision how we could get would do that. Alternatively, there's a very rare mineral, PJX18, which could really do the same job as the interior integrator, if we could find any. Either way, sir, our current condition, we could only possibly make one more jump that would be risky and extreme. Young woman removes the captain's dummy. Captain, and third alternative, Mr. Fibley? Fibley is for Zanuck to settle where it is, sir. Captain, no, by the sky dome, and I say no. Especially the same fermentic arm down, control panel breaking it. Round is brought in and they stare at each other. Air car. Kimus, hey, this is marvellous. Freedom at last, Doctor. You're not free yet, Kimus. Free to think, it's amazing. The city looks so pretty from up here. Yes, even the mines do. You know, that's our entire life. Doctor, tell me about those mines, Kimus. Well, we extract all the raw material that we need from them. Doctor, who goes down there, then? Do you go down? Kimus, no. Doctor, Minonites? Doctor, Kimus, no. Doctor, no one? Kimus, no. They're automated, you see. We just run the equipment. Doctor, that me happens? What happens when they run out? Kimus got to notice a new golden age of prosperity. They just fill up again. Doctor, what? Just like that? Kimus, well, you don't think it's wrong, do you? Doctor, wrong? It's an economical miracle. Of course it's wrong. Kimus, oh, then, of course, the lights change. Doctor, what lights, Kimus? You know, the lights, the ones on the sky at night, little points of light. Doctor, do you mean the stars? Kimus, look down there. And I think there's some sort of entrance in the mountain. Don't invite me, be the way to bridge. Can I say you're good, very good at this? Do you drive these things for a living? Don't know, I see planets mostly, but at this time I think I've arrived far, far too early, late. Bridge Captain, what is your function? Romana, well, as a Time Lord, I can travel out of space and of course. Captain, common space eunuch. Ah, you should die, Romana, and of course, time, hence Time Lord. Captain, try and travel? You expect me to believe such nonsense? Romana, yes, it's a difficult concept. Captain, insolent breath of an idle fantasy. Death comes now. Robot parrot takes off from his shoulder. Young woman speaks, nurse, Captain. Captain, the excitement of some or more. We're an executioner day is bad for your blood pressure. Perhaps you should postpone it till tomorrow. Captain, postpone? Nurse, yes, I think. Her story sounds quite interesting, even if it is idle fantasy. Why don't you ask her how this machine she mentions travels? Captain, speak. Rather well, roughly speaking, putting it terribly simply. The meteorite is in one location. Passing through the space-time vortex, we advertise again a new location. Yes, I think that sounds terribly interesting, don't you? Mountain entrance, while Canine and Muller walk over the grassy hills. Doctors landed their car, the base of a sheer cliff with a slanted door in it. And now, disused Galifianian railway tunnels in Gwent. Doctor, well, chemist is locked. We never get it open. It's possible. Doctor, impossible? It means that it takes 73 seconds. We can only fall it. Never move over. Chemist, what? You mean you can open it? Doctor, well, of course I can open it. Just how? Question of how? Chemist, how? Doctor, I haven't got the faintest idea. Takes a sonic screwdriver. It doesn't work on this lock. Doctor, Doctor, chemist, but it's still locked. Doctor, I still haven't finished yet. Bent hairpin. Most sophisticated technology, the most vulnerable it is. The primitive attack. People often look really obvious. Door still doesn't open. Doctor walks away. The door gently opens, but upwards. He's pulling the handle the wrong way. Doctor, it's amazing. Doctor, shall we go? Chemist runs inside, turns and sees. Door's open and follows him. Suddenly stops at the entrance. Bridge, Romana is examining a very charred section. Machinery, Romana, well, whatever it is obviously burnt out. Captain, the morning infant could tell me that your time is running out. Romana, I'm sorry, I never had any good at antiques. Probably just an old Mechamet field integrator or something. Fibbly, Captain, she does know. Captain, by the beard of Sky Demon, the jaws of death were hot about your neck, Romana. There must be a pair of massive demilitarized circuit. Captain, is part of a system that transports us instantly through space. Romana, you mean a whole mountain? Take the whole mountain with you through space? Amazing. Inside the mountain, they reach an archway. Chemist, Doctor, this goes on forever. Doctor, yes, it certainly looks like it. Chemist, come on. We better hurry. Chemist runs through the archway and continues to run on the spot. He looks back and stops. The doctor reaches for him. Chemist, doctor, what's happening? Chemist, come on. Doctor pulls Chemist back. Doctor, Chemist, I want you to do something very important for me. Chemist, yes. Doctor, go out to the air car, fetch that guard's gun. Chemist, right. Doctor, stand outside and guard. Chemist, oh, no, doctor, I'd rather come with you. Doctor, no. That's the most better thing you can do. There are so many things here you can't understand. A linear induction corridor is one of them. Doctor, that's a metal cover. On the wall, it pops open, presses the button inside and taps it close again. He steps through the archway. Doctor, see you later. Doctor's carried away very, very quickly. Doctor, I'll never be called to an electron in a particle accelerator again. Chemist tries zapping the control box, but nothing happens as he leaves. Doctor comes to halt the other end. Doctor, good heavens, oh, of course it isn't linear. Induction corridor? It must work by neutralizing inertia. Doctor slams down behind him. True triangles of wall flash. One pointing up, one pointing down. Doctor, lift. He presses a green up triangle. Bridge, Captain, do you think you can pair it, Mr. Fibbley? Very well, sir. In my opinion, it's irreparable. But it occurs to me, she must have something Simla bought her own vessel. Captain had walked off towards where Roman is working. Captain Gale. What is your diagnosis? Can it be repaired? Roman repaired? Yes, I think so. You have to ask the doctor, though. Captain Doctor? Are there more intruders upon this planet? Roman, oh, yes, I'm an assistant. He's the one you should be talking to, rather listening to, if you were out of the stamina. Get all guards on alert. There is an intruder on the planet. He's named the doctor. Repeat the doctor. Dove starts to rise. Captain, we must be found and brought to the bridge instantly. Guards go to the door. Guard, we must find the doctor. Dr. Duck's inside the still raising door. Doctor, hello, hello. Fibby, hello. Dr. Fibby, I'm the doctor. Delighted to meet you. Heard so much about your splendid, chap you are. I see you, my sister, Romana, getting on like a house on fire, are you? She's a lovely girl. What a splendid place you got there. Yeah. Are you having a spot of bother? Captain sees him. Doctor, such is her popularity. I'm underwhelmed. Captain, but to beware, your manner appeals only to the homicidal side of my nature. Doctor, my manners are impeccable. I'm under doctor. I think this is the root of the trouble. Doctor, Megamet Field Integrator. Has the whiz bang gone wrong? Ramon, yes, an anabolic proton droid. Doctor, an anabolic proton? Would you mind if I examine it, Locus? Locus? Captain Locus? Dr. Locus? Fibby, there, Captain. Captain, release him. Take them to the engine room. They make one mistake, kill them. Dr. Ting Wei. Ramana, oh, Mr. Fibby. Ramana throws a burnt ramet at unit him in leaves. Engine room, inside Berkeley Power Station, Gloucestershire. Generating room, this is a big space, Doctor. Whoa, look at that, Romana. Romana, amazing. I suppose you're going to tell me you've seen it all before. Well, Doctor, no, exactly, not like this. No, actually, not like this. Romana, really? Doctor, really, I suspected something of a kind. Come on, let's get look busy. Captain and Mr. Fibby watch from upper walkways. Doctor goes over the cluster of control units. Romana, what do you mean you suspected? Doctor, shh. Doctor, what do you mean you suspected? Doctor, loud. Granomatic alarming import reading 9.5, Soto, 9.5, Romana. Granomatic romanizing import reading 9.5, check. Doctor, I mean, I had my suspicions. Romana, you mean you knew they were there here? You knew that in these mountains? Really? A spaceship and it's broken down? Doctor, more or less, yes. Romana, but how? How did you know? Doctor, yes, well, I just put 1.95372 and 2.204628 together. Romana, and what does that mean? Doctor, four. Romana, four? Up in the little way, Fibby. What are they after, Captain? And what do they want here? Captain, is what we must find out. We must let them lead us into their vessel. Guards have tried to gain entry, but they fail. We must allow them a little rope. Back on the main floor, the doctor is looking busy. He's back to a captain. The doctor, Romana? Romana? Doctor, we are very, very great, very, 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 very great danger. Romana, well, for the captain? Doctor, yes. Romana, oh, she's a terrible bully. All that by the evil nose of the sky demon. Nonsense, it's just bluster. Doctor, the captain, very clever and very dangerous man. He's playing with us. He wants to find out why we came here. Well, and the reason why we came here, find the second segment of the key, in case you've forgotten, getting involved in all this. Doctor, Romana has taken Tracer out of her sleeve. Doctor, is the only way to find it? What does the Tracer say? Doctor, Romana, don't understand. Seems to give out a continuous signal wherever we go. Doctor, what? That's it then. Doctor, what? Romana, what? Doctor, Romana, the answer, Romana, we stumbled on one of the most hideous crimes committed in this galaxy. We've got to get out of here and get out of here quickly. Come on. Calls up to walkway. Doctor, Captain, you're methyloid, electrocolometers, definitely on the blink. Captain, do you know? What will happen if we ever Even begin to expect you of sabotage, Dr. Sabotage, Captain? Is more than my reputation's worth, Dr. Captain, or your life? Doctor, all my life, as you say, yes, yes. We've got to go back to our own ship now and prepare some special equipment. Captain, as Gale stays here, Doctor, well, I'm afraid that's not possible. See, we have a special lock fitted to TARDIS door. Requires a physical presence of both of us to open it. That's clever, don't you think? Captain, guards escort them to this ship. Any attempt to escape will be met with instant obliteration. Doctor, it's a pleasure to work with you, Captain. Well, come on, don't just stand there. Escort us. Outside, Kimus is bored. A path below, a guard kicks a stone and runs. Kimus now is alert. Inside the mountain, guard escort Romana Doctor as they travel along the newer lower passage, or whatever it is. Douglas continues to give the Doctor lines that will come very familiar, slightly different forms in his new radio show. Doctor, standing around all day, looking tough, must be very wearing on your nerves, huh? He hits the guard on helmet. Doctor, I said standing around all day, looking tough, must be very wearing on the nerves. They reach out the door for the outside. To the outside, Doctor, long hours, violence, no electrical simulation. Mountain entrance, the Doctor leads the group outside. Kimus, Doctor. Doctor points to the guard coming up to the slope behind Kimus. As the others start firing, Romana and the Doctor throw themselves to the ground. However, none of them seem capable of hitting the right side of a mountain. They mount their weapons. Doctor, now this happens. Finally, Kimus falls. Hails the three guards without injury to himself. Doctor, to fallen guard, I give up if I were you, Kimus. Kimus, Doctor? The Doctor takes a weapon from him. Doctor, we've got a lot of travelling to do, Kimus. Where are we going, Doctor, to investigate your miraculous minds? Come on outside the Melalaya. Dark corridor ends in a heavy door. K9, this is where the Melalaya psychobot ends. Miller, you mean they live here? And Millerets? K9, affirmative. Miller opens the door and goes in. Bridge, Captain, escaped? Escape, you incompetence. Beggars the imagination. Thief of the devil. There'll be blood for this. There will be blood. Minehead. Kimus leads Roman and Doctor to a journeying Welsh coal mine. Bellavan Beg Pit. Kimus's way. Interior mines are very fully automated. There is an ancient lift shaft. No one's used in it in living memory. Romana, why not? Kimus, it's a penalty of death. But oh, I can see it wouldn't be much incentive. It goes ahead of the pit railway. Doctor, you know, I think that'll work. Let's see. They all get into the cage. Doctor, right. Now hold on very tight. Nothing happens. Cage starts down very slowly. Rather slowly. Bridge, the winding engine is on the view screen. Fibley, Captain, they're in the mine shaft. Captain, the mine shaft? Moons of madness, Mr. Fibley. Fibley, yes, sir, Captain. You must find a way to break into that vessel without help. Once you've seen what lies at the bottom of the mine shaft, it must never leave alive. Never. Guards, the intruders, my shaft must be liberated. Cave, huge, dark, with plenty of water running nearby. Welcome, Cathedral Cave. Dan Ugluf. Romana, where are we, Doctor? Doctor, about 3 miles beneath the surface of Zanik, I say. Romana, 3 miles? Doctor, yes. Romana, but it's so cold. Doctor, yes, wet. And wet and icy, oh, Romana. So tight upon it, it's hollow. Romana, hollow? Doctor, yes, hollow. Hollow, can't you work it out? Go on, take a look. Go on. Look, are you all right? Kimus, it's all beyond me, Doctor. Don't know where I am. On this frozen ground, Doctor. Don't stand cold, wet. Doctor, come here and listen. Now listen, Kimus. The reason the stars in the sky change, because they don't. Kimus, they don't? Doctor, no, that your time planet jumps from space. Well, these engines? Doctor, yes, those engines. Huge enough to demilitarize an entire hollow planet. Flip it halfway across the galaxy. Materialize it. Round its chosen prey. Well, do you mean other planets, Doctor? Yes, like a huge fist. Huge mining machine. And mines planets as that extracts all the minerals and leaves the rubble behind. Rana, but that then, what are we standing on now? Doctor, is the planet we originally came from. Doctor Rana, Xelifax. Romana, buried inside Zenik. Doctor, buried inside Zenik, a pirate planet, and having the goodness sucked out of it. Chemistry, do you mean that the whole other planets have died to make us rich? Whole other planet worlds like ours? Doctor, whole other worlds, Romana, some of them inhabited. Doctor, the Poland, Obsidian Stone are picked up in the street, Magnificus 5. I knew I heard that name before. I remember now, about 100 years ago, just people without trace, a planet of 1,000,000,000 souls. Captain Fodder. The doctor drops the Omnian into the ground. Chemist picks it up. Chemist, Bagadagonus, thigh, by every last breath of my body, you'll be avenged. Romana takes out the tracer. Die, doctor? Doctor, yes. Romana, tracer, it's gone mad. Sekasa, it must be down there. Here somewhere. Die, yes, I thought so. Chemist, doctor. God, there they are. Kill them. Doctor, Romana and Chemist run deeper into the cave as a troop of guards starts shooting. Chemist returns five and gets fire and gets one of them. Romana and Doctor turn a corner and meet a group of Millenites. Millenite, Doctor, we have come for you.